Pick up the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches Amar Beis Rav 5:11 from the bottom. The words Amar Rav Huna. So beautiful Gemara Breid Rav Yeshua. We have a beautiful Gemara today. It's really all a Garata, but a lot of really nice ideas, a lot of some halachic implications. But it's a really, really beautiful Gemara. Gemara says Amar Rav Huna. Tasty lead Lo Sagina Amar Amos Belgilo Yerosh. I should have my reward come to me because I never walked 4 amos without my head uncovered. The Shaila is over here. What was the big chiddush about him walking 4 amos? Apparently, it's only a midas chasidus to wear a kippah. That is what it seemed to be high over here. However, the Taz quotes the name of the Bach, that's a famous idea that nowadays, maybe made a minhag in the time of the Gemara, but nowadays it's a chiyuv probably deraisa, because it would be chukoseim lo se leichu if a person doesn't wear a kippah. Why? Because the only people who wear heads are covered, you'd know. How do you know an Orthodox Jew? How do you know a person who's religious, a Jewish person, is he wears a kippah? So then if a person's not wearing it, he's going in a chukosakum, he thinks it'd be a violation of an issue deraisa of going in the ways of the goyim. Very interesting. Magen Avraham writes also that a person should dafka go. A person should go less than 4 amos. It should be machmer not to go 4 amos. Also, even little children are machmer as soon as they start walking to be careful not to go 4 amos without their kippah. And the famous, very famous idea of Rav Moshe in his very first tshuva, all of Igros Moshe was about the shear of a kippah. Does it have to be over your whole head, part of your head? Very interesting. The very first shaila of Rav Moshe's tshuva is the very first one. It's discussing the shear. What is the size of a kippah? Rav Shekla has to point out the same thing with Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a person asked the very first shaila in the shuva's Rabbi Kiva Eger, is that a person asked him, if a person forgets Yalav Yalav on Yantiv, I heard that he doesn't repeat. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, he repeats. Nope, no, but then he gets into what maybe the guy has said, but it's very funny. Rav Shekla points out, like, these two shaylas, they think the biggest, you know, Rav Kiva Eger's tshuvas are huge, and also Moshe's tshuvas, the very first one is about Kiva, and Echanami, that's what the first one is about, Rav Moshe. Okay, Gemara continues on Rav Sheshes. Tasteless, the count of mitzvahs tefillin. I should have my word because I'm a kind of the mitzvah. Tefillin, Rashi points out, because he didn't walk arba amos without tefillin. I'm not going to tasteless, the count of mitzvahs tefillin. My reward should come because I, the mitzvah tefillin is a similar thing. Rashi points out, you didn't go 4 amos without tzitzis either. Al pi kabbalah, I think, I remember Rosh Hashanah quoting Al pi kabbalah. There's an inyan also very beginning not to go 4 amos without tzitzis, and people are very makbid about this. There should be makbid not to go 4 amos without tzitzis for everyone. What was careful was Rabba. What was his big mitzvah? Everyone has one mitzvah. They're very careful. What was his mitzvah? Amar lei b'tzitzis, he was extremely careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yom echad ave kasalik b'darga efsik lechuta. One day he was going up the ladder, and one of the strands got cut off. And he didn't come back down until he put another thread in its place and tied it back on. So he's extremely mocked, but he didn't walk anywhere without having proper tzitzis. Because then there's more of Amar Abai. Teise li dechazina turban rabbanon deshalem asechte avina yom atav l'rabbanon. Abai says, my great scar is going to be the fact that when a Talmud in the Beis Medrash finished the masechta, I made a big party for the Rabbanan. Abai Rashi points out with the Rosh Yeshiva, and he made to it that everyone would even make themselves a big siyum together and make sure make a party. We see a few inyanim from this statement of Abai. Firstly, that it's the Rosh Yeshiva's ta'a. You thought that it was as the Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi points out it's after the Rosh Yeshiva, that he felt it was his nature to, his role, rather, to make sure that all of the Talmidim were encouraged by the siyum, by making a big party in order to encourage more learning of Torah. We see, I think that for me, especially when I grew up in grade school, high school, the number one things I remember from learning was the incentives to learn. The times that we had like free dinner and things like that from my middle school, from my high school, that I think is a very big thing. That when you celebrate it, when you make a big thing for someone who's learning, that is a very big thing. I saw Abaye take the need, even for Rabbanan, meaning people were even seemingly a little bit older. I thought you'd super, but he was young, but like, around 10, 11, meaning they were a little bit older already, still making a party and being an increasing simcha. So we only have a 30 block till Shabbos is over. So when you make, those who are finishing Daf Yomi, when you finish Daf Yomi, make a big party, invite your friends, make a barbecue, whatever it might be. I definitely think it's kedai to make a big party in celebration of your finishing. It's a very big accomplishment, and also encourage you to continue going further. And another point, the very important halachic point that comes out over here, there's the Magen Avraham brings down over here that Abaye made the party for everyone, lechora, not even those who finished the Masechta. So we see that someone who's participating in the Suda is part of the Simcha as well. And that has a lot of ramifications for the idea of the 9 days, right? If a person is joining a Simcha of a Suda's mitzvah of eating, of finishing a Masechta, you'd be allowed to be partake in that Suda's mitzvah. And the same thing for Erev Pesach. You don't actually have to finish the Masechta if you want to be participating in that Suda's mitzvah, as long as you are joining the meal. Again, that's the Ramah, right? So you shouldn't invite people you don't normally invite. You don't, in the 9 days, you're not allowed to invite people you don't even know who they are. That's the whole Shaila. Some restaurants had their shtick where the guy would make a Siyam. Okay, that's a Shaila. But either way, a very nice thing that Rabbi used to make Yom HaTel Rabbanan. I have a whole sefer called Yom HaTel Rabbanan. It's all about Siyam Masechta. It's a beautiful sefer. Okay, Gemara continues. Amar Rava, tasty the matter of should come to me because the Chiyasi Tzurban Rabbanan, the Kai Dedina, Reisha by Sada, Lomazagina, Reisha by Sada, Kama, the Lomahabcha Vishuse. So Rava said that when he saw Talmud Chacham coming in, he had a lawsuit with his friend. So then he would try to mezakeh the Talmud Chacham. They would make sure that, because apparently when Talmud Chacham It should be thoroughly check his claims to make sure maybe Vipashya says that he's the one who's going to be correct. That's very, I was wondering about that. Like, what, you're not allowed to like, favor anyone, obviously. So, well, what does it mean over here that he would consider him more than the other one? Okay, that's a shayla in the Achronim and discuss this point. The market is Amar Rabba Ashi Psila Latumar Bana Ladina. Rav Ashi said, no, I can't even judge the Terminator Rabbanim and the younger Rabbanim. Why? Because my time, where's my time? What's the reason that you can't judge them? The Chavi like a Gufa, because I love them so much. The person, I see a person's trying to learn, an Avreich and the Kaila learning very hard, I get so impressed by him. In Adam Roach Chavi Latzman, a person we know can't see, in Adam Roach Muvat Atzman, a person doesn't see his own, things, in his own, liabilities, his own things that are wrong with himself. So to Avira, if I looked at him, I love him so much, it'd be possible to be done him. The work is, Rabbanim is Atifika Apne Demalei Shabsa Amar, so now going back to the concept of honoring Shabbos, the Gemara is going to quote a lot of very nice ideas. So here, Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself in a nice talus, whatever it may have been, and so then he would stand on Friday night and he would say, let's go greet the Shabbos Queen, let's go greet the Shabbos Queen. That's the idea of Lachadori. We turn around, face that we're greeting Ki'ilu the Shabbos coming in, so our salvation to Dafka should be facing the door, wherever the door is, off Dafka the back. The back was always where the door was in the basic Knesset, but if the door's on the side, that's where Shalvashik's famous Shita, that he thought you're greeting someone who's coming in. If there's no door in the back, what are you facing the back for? Okay, that's the Shalvashik. We also see over here that he would Dafka, he would stand up, Rabbanei, Lavish, Mane, Malish, you put on his clothes and shade and he'd say, boy chala, boy chala. He said, come before, come, God's greet the bride, God's greet the bride. Over here, we see again that they would stand. Rabbi Chanina used to stand, Dafka was standing for this. That's the idea of standing for Kiddush. Again, you're going to be aiming the Aegis and you're welcoming the Shabbos. That's why there's the idea to stand. That's why there's different menhagim. Chasim stand, I'll pay the reza the whole time. Rav Moshe says, no, more correct, stand for the Aegis part by Yechulu. And then right before the bracha, where you should, Kiddush, you should be sitting. He thinks that is, I think, one of the few places Rav Moshe will tell someone to actually change his minhag to do that. Okay, that's Rav Moshe. Everyone should do whatever the Rav tells them. Rabbi Rav Huna Ikulavi Rav Nachman Kirvulei Tlas Save Tachaya. So what happened over here? They brought him three sets of these type of, Rashi points out, these like wafers that had oil in them. And what happened? Rabbi said, whoa, wow, chashev a meal. Rabbi Huna said, did you know that I was coming? Because it was on Shabbos. He says, no, he said, I didn't prepare this. You prepared it for more chashev than Shabbos? I read this in honor of Shabbos. You happened to come, so I gave you the meal that I was preparing. Meaning, we see over here, there's a concept of preparing Shabbos, whether or not you know that someone is going to come. So we goes right into that also, that you don't just wear, like, in Shabbos afternoon, if no one's around, you change into a casual clothing. It's not true. It doesn't matter if someone's there. The covet of Shabbos itself dictates that you should be wearing. Again, going to take a nap, but something else. But in general, if you're walking around your house, a person shouldn't be changing into casual wear. The work is Rav Avra, Zavin, the place our Sidra Peshita Bistra Metotze Tabache. Rav Avra would buy meat from 13 different bushes, 13 Estrais. Estrais is a number, is an amount, it's a shear that 13 usually is a number, Rashi points out, is an exaggeration. So he would buy a lot of his meat from 13 places to make sure that it was getting the best ones. And Misham Lu, Atsunu, the Dasha, he would deliver it to his door, to the kitchen staff, and he would say, Ramalu, Ashur, Chaya, Ashur, Haya, Ashur, Haya. He'd say to them, Bihari, come, I'm here, Bihari, and hurry up. So what's exactly going on? Rashi points that too. Pshatim would just go with the one that Rashi accepts. Rabbi says that after he'd buy the meat, one butcher, he would return home and he'd proceed the front door. He would tell, go take care of this, go take care of this. And he would run immediately back to go purchase more. Okay, that's Rashi's pshat. You can look at Rashi's other pshat, which he says he likes this one better. Rabbi Baum, Havi Yasiv, Atachta Deshina Meoshif Nura. He would sit on the stool of the, like an ivory stool, and he would fan the fire in order to work Shabbos. We're seeing all the Gemara, now the Amoraim doing personal things, what they used to do on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara continues, now it's Erev Shabbos, it's Mishamayim, a beautiful daf. Ravan and Lavish Gudna. He would wear this black clothing in order to show that the day was he wasn't keeping clean on Erev Shabbos because he was cooking, taking care of this. However, he was the Dan of Gemara continues, the Tanav Yerushma, we saw before. He said that I was wearing black today because I'm cooking, I'm taking care of all the operations. However, Dafka, and then I'll change for Shabbos to make sure that they don't get dirty in my Shabbos clothing. We see that because when you're even preparing, doing a mitzvah, you still are, the person that you cook a pot is not the same with that. That's what the Gemara is lashing by the Truma Sedeshon, where we learned that the Kohen would change. And that's also the Gemara learned that by changing for Shabbos in general. And also the Gemara used that for the Kohen, the Truma Sedeshon, that the Kohen, the Pasuk tells you, he has to change his clothing. Now the Gemara continues. So we see over here that all these ideas about the Amoraim, who are doing these beautiful things in honor of Shabbos, we see over here that this is only an Hechsher Mitzvah. And the Tziv points this out, that they were still being Machmer. The Gemara in Kiddushin learns us out that we see Mitzvah Bo Yosem Shulcho, yet this is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Preparing for Shabbos is only in order that you should have a good Shabbos. So the Tziv of the Fasting and Chiddush, I often like to quote this Tziv, that this is what's called the Hechsher Mitzvah Kasu Bekra. That the Pasuk itself tells you about preparing for Shabbos, and let's say Vasilam Tzitzis and Tfilin, all the psukim that tell you about the Hechsher Mitzvah, according to the Netziv, there is going to be a higher mila than a regular, ordinary Hechsher Mitzvah. And one of those milas, according to the Netziv, is the fact that we apply the rule of Mitzvah Bo, Yoser Mibishlucha. Fascinating Netziv. So the Mark continues that's what we see from these Amoraim. Rav Safra Machir Kresha, he would He would get rid of the head of the animal in order to prepare it for the Shabbos. Rav Malach Shibuta, he would salt the fish for Shabbos. Rav Huda Madlik Shraga, he would light the candles for Shabbos. What do you mean light the candles? We know that was the job of the woman. So the Chacham points out over here that he would light it and then blow them out in order that when the wife would light it would prepare it more easily. That's one shot. That's different shot I'm giving. The Gemara says that a lot of people have the minhag. I have the minhag also to daf could do that. Rav Papa Gadol Plisila, Rav Manasseh would prepare the wicks. Rav Chista Parm Silka, Rav Chista would mince the beets. Rav Yosef Matzah Tavir, Rav Yosef would split the wood. Rabbi Zira Matzah Tzuse, Rabbi Zira would light the fire. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mekasef Ayel Mekasef and Afik, he would bring bundles of Shabbos things on his shoulders and bring them in, he'd bring them out. I mean, he would carry whatever supplies was needed for Shabbos himself. Amar, Ilu Maklein Le Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Melokasino Kamayo. If Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Asi were coming, I wouldn't lift them myself in order to greet them and take care of these inanimate myself because I'd be so happy for these Chashuv guests. So obviously, Shabbos, Kol Shekin is a very Chashuv guest for me, so I'm going to prepare these inanimate. Because Amar Sam explained that it was a story one to follow. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi themselves, they're the ones who are lifting up the bundles. Amre Ilu Ikle Rabbi Yochanan Milokasin Kameh. They were saying that if Rabbi Yochanan would come to visit, the Gadol Dor would come to visit us, will we not do this? So we obviously should give no less kavod for Shabbos. This is a famous story. I probably read it over 100 times in quarantine because I just bought the sefer right before the quarantine happened with my son who's 3 years old, so he can tell you all about this beautiful story. I have it in Israel. I have a nice book with this story. A lot of children's books became out of this. Yosef Mokir Shabbos, a very famous story for children. Now, either way, the Gemara says, so Baruch Hashem was learning Daf Kuf Yotas many, many times over. The Gemara says, Yosef Mokir Shabbos Havet. Yosef, there's a person, everyone knows him as Yosef Mokir Shabbos. He's Yosef who honored the Shabbos. Ahum Nachri, Shabbos. Ahave Hu Nachri B'Shabbos Chusei, there was a non-Jew who lived in his neighborhood, David Nafshi Nechsei Tuva. So he was very wealthy. So astrologers told him, by the way, you know, we see in the stars that all of your possessions is going to be given to Yosef. You're going to pass on all your possessions to him. So he was a very cheap guy. He didn't want you. Yosef is a Jew. What do I say? I'm not going to let this happen. He sold all of his possessions and then he bought an extremely valuable pearl. Also, Basina, he placed it in his hat. He like tied it in. That's how the children book has it. But how did the Ka'aver Mabre, when he was passing over the river crossing, Afrika Zika Shadeb Maya, what happened? So meaning, again, he was putting it all in one pearl so you never lose it. So the whole point was that nothing would happen because if his house, he could steal things inside his house, valuables. If he has this one pearl, he's that Yosef, this guy is never going to get to it. He thought maybe he'd steal it, exactly what was going to happen. So he tried to avoid it. So then what happened now is that when he was walking by the river, Africa Zika Shadim Maya. So all of a sudden, it was a great wind, and then his pearl fell into the water, Balei Kavare, and a fish swallowed the pearl. So he said, oh wow, at least, the way the book has it, that, at least, you know, now Yosef is not gonna get anything. What happened though, however, Askua. So then, the fishermen, they caught a fish. Aise Apana de Male Shabasa. So beautiful fish, but it was only Friday. It was very late on Friday afternoon already. Everyone had finished their purchasing in the market. Are Man Zavin Kihashta. He says, who's gonna buy the fisherman said, who's going to buy this beautiful fish? It's such a chashu shu. We should sell for so much money. It's not going to be good on Sunday anymore. Who's going to buy this in Erev Shabbos? I'm really zil. I'm tiddle. Gabi Yosef Moker Shabbos Regula Dezavin. He said, go buy Yosef. The only chance you have, everyone already bought their Shabbos items, but Yosef Moker Shabbos, even if you already bought in items, if you found something better, it's possible he would buy it. So where did they go? They go, I'm tiddle. So they brought it to him. Zavina, he actually, in fact, bought it. Kare. So then he started cutting it up, and then boom, Ashkach Tabi Marganisa, he saw the beautiful pearl inside. Zabina Vitlasa Isla Didana Didhava, he ended up selling that beautiful pearl for 13 gold dinars, a ton of money. Pagabe Husava. A lot of times, Hausava is referred to Eliyahu Navi. Maybe it's over here also. I'm reminded, Yazir Shabsa Pari Shabasa. He says, someone who borrows for the sake of Shabbos, the Shabbos is going to end indeed. Repay a mida connected mida that you put in all your expenses. Hashem, then, as we saw similar to what we saw yesterday's daf, Nachala b'mitzarim, Hashem is going to give you a tremendous amount of bracha. The Gemara Katina is a beautiful story. By minei Rabbi Rabbi Yishma Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi required Rabbi Yosi. Ashirim Shabbat Yisrael B'mayim Zoychen. Those who are rich in Eretz Yisrael, why were they Zoychen to such a beautiful, to this bracha? Amrullah B'shul Shema Asrins, because they get the bracha through they give the 1/10th, Shenemar Aser to Aser, the Pasuk says Aser to Aser, and the Gemara's Lashon is Aser, B'shvil Shitis Aser, that you give money in order that you should become wealthy. The Gemara in Tanis relates that this is one of the few times, the only time I think in the Torah is telling you, test me, So there's a shayla exactly, the Rabbah quotes today, so is it only testing you about, Maaser Ksafim, or is it not about regular food? But Maisa, that's what's brought. Then I asked Rosh Hashanah once about a person asked me if can they give Maisa before they make the money, and just to use that Lamafreya to the Maisa. He says not only that, he quoted the name of the Lubavitch Rebbe. I didn't see Rosh Hashanah quote Lubavitch Rebbe so many times. He said the Lubavitch Rebbe used to say, Dafka, you should do that, because you test Hashem. You say, he said that a certain Shishiva at the dinner would always used to say this, that you decide how much money you want to make. You want to give $50,000 this year to Maisa, then you're going to make $500,000. You want to give $100,000, you'll make $1,000,000. Again, you need a tremendous amount of Amunah, but that's what the idea is over here. The Gemara continues, Bava Mayim Zoichin. So now in Bava, which they don't have Maisra, at least Midaraisa for sure not, and okay, Chala, things like that, whatever. They don't have Chuma Maisra. Amr Lobe Shilshim Chabdinas HaTorah. They honor the Torah. Shabishar Tosh Mayim Zoichin. Okay, so Bava, that's what, because they have great yeshivas and things like that. Over here, what are they Zoichin? Other areas? Amr Lobe Shilshim Chabdinas HaSabbath. They honor Shabbos. Mark continues now. Damar Bchia Baraba Pam Achas Nis Archid Yetzel Balabais Lutkia. Once we went to his house in Lutkia, Vila Fana Shulchan. Shalzab Masar Shisha Asar B'nei Adam. The beautiful table, gold table. It took 16 people to carry it. Imagine how heavy it was. With 16 silver chains. Wow, what a beautiful table this was. And set in it. They had plates, they had cups, drinking ladles, all bottles of set in it. All these different beautiful foods on it and spices. When they put it down, they said, everything's for Hashem. Then when they would remove it after they eaten, they'd say the things for the heavens is for Hashem. But the down, when they're in the earth is given for the man. Why do you deserve so much wealth? I said I was a butcher once. Everything I used to buy, I said this is really covered Shabbos. He said, wow, that's easy. Everything. Meaning again, any animal that was nice, you'd make sure to give it to sell it for Shabbos. So because of that, it was zochad. You see, any regular person could be zochad beautiful brachas if he has one mitzvah, one inyan that he's very makbud about. Okay, the Gemara continues. Why is the food that you cook on Shabbos? It smells so amazing. It smells delicious. That chalant, it never tastes the same. It says, I tried to copy your chalant, it doesn't taste it. He says, I'll tell you what the best secret ingredient is. It's called Shabbos. And you throw it this Shabbos, and everything will taste amazing. Can you please give me the Shabbos? I want the spice. So he said back to him, I can't give you the spice. It's only a secret. The secret recipe is only for those who keep Shabbos. If you keep Shabbos, you have a chalant during the week. It's never the same. Shalat Shabbos is always a special. Always a special food that tastes much better on Shabbos. Gemara continues. Amar le Reish Kalusa le Rav Himnuna Maidachsev le Kadosh or Kadosh Hashem Mechuba. The pasuk really says Kadosh Hashem Mechuba. One of Hashem is honored. What is this? Amalei Yom Kippurim. Sheba Lachid Lashdiya. Rav Muna says we're referring to this phrase, referring to Yom Kippur, where there's no eating or drinking. So how could you honor it? It must be only the Kadosh Hashem, only for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you do that? It's the day. It must be the day where you don't have any eating or drinking, which is Yom Kippur, which is Dafka Amalei Torah Kabdei Bichsus Nekiyah. So then, for the main way to honor it is with clean garments. That's what many, I think, the Marsha brings down, that this is a source for wearing a kittel, because in beautiful white garments, a person should be wearing. And I think that the Rav was machmir that everyone in the shul, not just for married people, but everyone should wear maybe a talis, at least something white, and based on this Gemara. I could be wrong about that. The Gemara says, Uvechiba, to tell you should honor the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rav Amar Lahaktim, you should make sure to eat the meal earlier than usual. Shmuel Amar Lahachar, Rashi points out that over here, that Shmuel used to say Dafka to make it later, because that's because you're going to be more hungry if you wait later in the night to wait for eating your Shabbos meal. Amar Lahar Panera, Papa Bar Abbaler of Papa, Kigon Anna the Shkirach Lan Bisra Vacharma Kol Yoma, Mibmai Nishane. So that he said that, yes, he says, well, we have meat and wine every day. How should we make the Shabbos different? Amalu, Iraglis, like Milachure. If you accustomed to eat your meal every early, so make it later. Iraglis, like Milachure. If you eat later, make it earlier, meaning do something special. Even if you have a nice meal a lot during the weekdays, you should dafka make it special by not doing something special for it. The Gemara continues. Rav Sheshes Bekatya Moisiv LeRabbanan Heich Demasha Shimsha. So Rav Sheshes, in the summer months, he put the Rabbanan in the sun as the day was going on, because he wanted them to leave. But Sivta Moisiv LeRabbanan Heich Demasha Shimsha. And in the winter, the colder times, he would put the shade so they get cold in order that they should go quickly. Sometime Friday, where he wanted them to go and leave the shir in order that they should make sure to take care of the Shabbos meal. The Gemara continues down to the next summer. Rabbi Zera, turning on to the next summer. Hader Azuzay Zuzay de Rabbanan. Amar Moshe Menaychel Lo Techaluna. So he said he would go after the Rabbanan and he would tell them that don't just learn all day. Rather, you should make sure to partake in the Kavod Shabbos as well. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Timur Rabbi Shimon Levi. Afilu Yachid Amispela Be'er Shabbos Tzarich Lomar Vayechulu. Someone who's davening even by himself, he is not davening Bitzibur, should say Vayechulu. What Vayechulu? We're talking about Pasha. We're talking about the Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. That is even. I mean, that's what we understand. That even when davening alone in the Shmona Esrei, you should daven with that Vayechulu. And even though we say repeat Vayechulu at the end of the Shmona Esrei, that was only a mitzvah that on the, I'm not going to hold the thing right now, that's only a mitzvah on the Yontif where you don't say it, so therefore we say it there. But really, it's one of the Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Damar Avim Nuna, Kol Mispela Be'er Shabbos Tzomar Vayechulu, Ma'ala Lavakosov, Kilu Nasa Shut of the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. Someone who is going to become a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the act of creation, if he says Vayechulu. Why should Nemar Vayechulu? The Pasuk says Vayechulu, which means that the heaven and earth, they finished the work. Al Tikri Vayechulu, which means the heaven and earth, either Vayachlu. Vayachlu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the person who's saying the Vayechulu, Rashi points out, meaning the guy who's saying it, it's Kilu together, you guys are being made on that. So you're contributing to the Ma'aseh Bereishis to the creation of the world. Where do we see that someone's speech is like an action? The pasuk says, the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. We see that the word of Hashem created the heavens. Rabbi Chista said in the Mavukva, someone who davens on Friday night and says Vayachulu, then the two angels who escort a person on Friday night, we're going to see more about them in a moment, they put their hands on his head and give him a bracha. They say that your aviros are going to leave you and your sin is going to be forgiven. This is the concept that people give the Friday night brachas. That is why people do it. Dafko with two hands to medamet to the malachim. However, in the name of the Gra, they have a story. I think some also they all do with one hand. They say malachim, they do two hands, but humans should do one. I think that's what I heard. And where it says Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Shnei Malachim Asher Malavin Al Adam Bar Shabbos Pesach Knesses LeBeiso Echad Tov VeEchad Ratz. So there's two. This is the famous idea. There's two angels that when they leave a shul, I know that the people were just pointing out, but we weren't Zochar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu clearly gave us a punishment. Obviously, everything for closing the shuls, everything. But we don't even have the two Malachim Asheris anymore because that was when those shuls were closed. They only come when you come home from shul. There is no shul, then they're not getting this Malachim Bichlal. Either way, the Gemara continues. Shabbat LeBeiso Matzah Ner Dalo Gashulchan Aruch Mitos and Mutas. He comes home. He finds his lamp burning and the table is set and his bed is made. Malach. Oh wow, everything's prepared so nicely for Shabbos. I give a bracha to the, he says to the bad malach that this should be like this next Shabbos, you should prepare. And the bad angel is therefore forced to say, Amen. If it's not prepared and there's fights and things aren't going well, the bad malach will say that this should be like this next Shabbos. And then the good malach is forced, the malach is forced to say Amen against as well. Have it ever turn around? I'm not sure. It shouldn't be just whatever happened the first Shabbos and then repeat itself forever. Okay, that's a shiloh. But either way, we see from here the koach of schar mitzvah that we see in the country also, that the avera is going to lead to more averas and the mitzvah is going to lead to more mitzvahs. So if you do a mitzvah shabbos, the Shabbos Shabbos, right? The next Shabbos you'll also keep it right, and that is a very nice thing. The Mark continues on Rabbi Lazar, La'olam yisadar adam shulchona b'erev Shabbos, alf al pish, she'ain tzarech ala kazayis. A person is theoretically able to do it on Friday, so let's say you're only having a small meal on Friday night, you should still make sure to set the table and make it very nice for Shabbos. We see over here that the pash is only a kazayis, however the shulchan rules that you need to have a minimum of a kibitza. The shayla in this gemara, though, the gemara seems to imply you only need a kazayis for the minimum amount for a Shabbos meal, but we hold that it's a kibitza, and also you're not allowed to eat and a meal on Erev Shabbos either, even though theoretically allowed to eat, but definitely should be satiated for the Shabbos meal. The Yerushalmi writes that one city was killed because they didn't because they ate a fancy sudas on Erev Shabbos. Also, a person should eat on Motzei Shabbos, even though he only needs to have a amount of an olive. This is the concept of Malav Malka. So Rashi points out, just as people were coming to escort a king, you escort him both on his arrival and on his departure. So too, when it comes to the Shabbos, you should. It's a queen, so you should on both on its arrival and its departure. So over here, you should set the table very nicely and make sure you have a nice tablecloth. And also, I think this brought down, I think I remember correctly, the Kav HaChaim, I think maybe in the I don't think Mishra, but they discuss explicitly about wearing your Shabbos clothes, that you should dafka be wearing your Shabbos clothes from Malav Malka, that it has the din of, and then only after then should you take them off. So we see there's special dinim of Malav Malka of escorting the king out. Okay, so now, the Gemara continues, it might not be necessary as much of, it's clearly not as much of a chiva shal shudis. If you only have one meal, let's say, enough bread for kazayis, everyone would agree that you should have it for shal shudis, but it's still definitely a nice idea. The Gemara continues, chave motzei shabbos melunga, you should dafka have hot water or hot drink. That is a healthy thing to be drinking. Pascha motzei shabbos melunga, also you should have hot bread. Sounds like it should dafka be freshly baked bread, that's a shayla, whether or not that's going to be chiv. We'll get to that when the Hamshach of the Gemara. But the hot bread, I've seen my great uncle Shlita and Renunzo, my brother, told me he saw them doing the same thing, is that you don't have fresh bread, they make them on Shabbos. What do? They have a hot drink, and they stick some of the bread into this boiling hot drink, so then they have Pascha Kim of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Abba, Ave Avdin, Leba, Puke, Shabta, Igla, Tilsa. So you have for the night, Motzei Shabbos, for the Malam Malka, you dafka have the, if it's a calf, that's the third calf, the third child, the third born calf, that is going to be apparently is the best type of meat. Have Achimine Kuya, so all you would have is just the kidney. Ki Ave, Ki Gadal Avimi Bread, Ab Arle, so when Avimi, his son, grew up, he said to his father, Tati, Lama Lachas, hi, why do you waste so much meat? Just leave over the kidney from what you're eating on Friday. We have to make a special new shechita. The Gemara says, so then he listened to his son. He thought, maybe that's a good idea. I'll save some money. Shavku. So he left over the meat, the kidney from the food on the Friday, what he was shechting on Friday. And then a lion came and he ate it. So it was a statement that he saw that it was incorrect to do that. Rather, see from here, the pashtus that it's best to the Marsha points out that it would be best to have something newly prepared and not use leftovers. However, the Taz quotes that it's not necessary to cook new foods for this meal. You can have, theoretically, the leftover Shabbos meal. The Mishnah Berurah seems to quote that Taz also a lot, so you don't necessarily need to cook new foods. But it's, again, it's kedai to make a very nice suda as much as possible for the for Malav Malka. The Mara continues now, Amar Rabbi Yishub and Levi Kala Ona, Amin Yesh Mirabah, Vorach Bafol Kocho, Korin Lo Gzardino. Person says, Amin Yesh Mirabah, with all of his might, then your Gzardino is going to be turned up. Rashi says, Bechol Kavanoso. It doesn't mean necessarily with all the screaming your head, but saying it loudly, Rashi says it's all Kavanoso. However, Toso says, no, it means both, based on the a story in the Psikta, it means that you should davka say it very loudly, and not only that, the Ritva points out that that pashtus is also is Mekayim both. When you say it loudly, the pashtus, that's going to arouse your concentration. So therefore, if it's continuing your concentration, you should be saying it out loud. Mr. Brewer just points out that you shouldn't say it loud enough that people are going to make fun of you. Oh, this guy looks ridiculous, whatever. So be normal. You should be normal, but still, say it definitely louder than you can, and have kavana. Why? Because the Gemara says it's going to get rid of your bad decree. Cornelius Zardino, Shana the Pasuk says, says when bad things are supposed to happen to Klal Yisrael and the people they dedicate themselves to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they should bless Hashem. My time before Parus was the reason that the bad things are going to be before Parus it's going to be avoided. The bad things are going to be avoided. So what's the reason the bad things are going to be avoided? The Gemara says Mishum de Baruch Hu Hashem, because the pasuk is telling you because they daven to Hashem, they bless Hashem. That reference to Gemara is assuming is to Amen Yehesh Mirabah. Even if you have a shemet of avodah zarah doing idolatry, you're going to be forgiven if you say Yehesh Mirabah. The Pasuk of here says Par Parus. That's the lashon. Uchsevasam ki yifurahu by the Egal Azov. The lashon of ki paruahu rather. Ki paruahu, the nation, your nation is paruah, is uncovered. That was the lashon of them violating the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues on Rish Lakish. Kol Onam and Bechol Kol Chabosul Nashari Gan Eden. You say Amen with all your might. All of the Gan Eden are going to be open for you. The heavens. Shneimar Pischu Sharmi Veikoy Tzadik Shomer Munim. That the Pasuk says that you should open the gates, let the tzaddikim come in, and they keep your faith. Shomer munim is the lashon of keeping your faith. As soon as you shomer munim, they keep your faith. Rather, she'omrim amen, lashon of the say amen. That's what is the beautiful thing about saying amen. The Mark is my amen. What is the lashon of amen? Amar bi'chanina el melech neman. The Pasuk says that God is trustworthy king. That's what el melech neman over here. Tosu says that you should be having that in mind when you say the lashon of amen. That's one of the kavanas. We have it. It's an acronym for el melech neman. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a trustworthy king. And bepashas also amen. The plain wording amen is usually we're assuming that it's MS, that it means it's correct. Sometimes it means yihi ratzon. I want it to happen also. So it depends. Like, and the people don't realize this. When we're saying amen to the chazan's first three brachas, but there's no tefillah there. We're just saying magen avraham is a fact. We're saying amen is just lekavan as MS. So that's correct. However, when I start saying atachon and the bakashos, right? Baruch Hashem chonin das manu to give us seichel. Also, all those kavanas is not just MS, but also yihi ratzon. You want that to happen, that we should have the das, right? We want to go back and do tshuva. We want to have a slach lanovino to be forgiven. That means yihi ratzon. So it depends what bracha is being said. Is the kavana every time it means MS, that's correct. It also means these are the two things, El Malach Neman, you should be also having that in mind if you can. And then also, Yiratzon, and depending on if it's a bracha, is a tefillah, then you should be saying Amen as Yiratzon. Fires only happen in a place where people violate Shabbos. Remember the Pasuk 7, Imbel Tishmuli, the Kaddish, Yom Shabbos, Ability, says Masal, Bisharea, Vetati H, Bisharea, Vechal, Armanos, Yishlaim, Velosich Be. So the Pasuk says that I'm going to sanctify the Shabbos. You don't do that, then I'm going to ignite a fire in all of the places of Yishlaim, and it's not going to be extinguished. What it means not going to be extinguished. From Rabbi Nachman, it's like Moshe Shemini Adam Mitzuyin Lechavos, and no one's going to be there to extinguish this fire. This fire is going to be lighting up a major thing. Amar Baya Lochav Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara is going to give eight possibilities why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Amar Baya Lochav Yerushalayim. El Mishul Shechila Ba'is Shabbos. The Yerushalayim was destroyed because they violated Shabbos. Amar Moshav Shai Helimo Neim VeAchel BeSochan. That's why the pasuk is giving them tochecha that in Yecheskel that's why they were punished. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Baya Lochav Yerushalayim. El Mishul Shebitlo Kriyash Meshachas Arvis. That they didn't say Kriyash in the morning and nighttime. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Second answer. Shneimar, Hoy Mishkame Boker Sheikhar Yerdafu. The pasuk says, "Raise up early in the morning." They pursue old wine. They don't listen to the works of Hashem. And therefore, you're going to be put in exile. Rashi points out that the first part of the pasuk was saying that they don't pay attention to the proclaim Hashem's unity, which is Kriyat Shema. They're too busy pursuing the pleasures. That is the idea of they're not saying Kriyat Shema. Therefore, Lachin Galami B'nei Das. They're going to go into exile. The Gemara continues on Rav Nuna, so I think, okay, what answer? Remember number now, Rav Nuna, Loch Chav Yishlaim, third. Loch Chav Yishlaim, 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 Batina, Shabbat, Yishlaim, Yishlaim, and the reason Yishlaim was destroyed because the little children weren't learning anymore. Shneimar, right, the little cheder. Shneimar, Shafoch, Al, Lo, Bachutz. So the pasuk says, the little children in the streets, you're going to put matam shafoch, why should you pour them out? Mishum ola bachutz, because the children are not in the streets, rather in the cheder, and the learner in learning Torah as they should be. The Gemara continues on Rav Nuna, Loch Chav Yishlaim, Lepnei Shalom, Hayalem, Boishas, Panim, Zem, Zem. No one is embarrassed. They had no shame. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Remember, Vishu Kitoeva Asu Kemboshle Avoshu. They would be ashamed. They committed abomination, and they were not ashamed at all. They should have been ashamed, but they weren't. Amar calls another reason. Amar Yitzchak, Bachavir Shalom Elbashvil Shushvu Katan Legato. They made small people and great people equal. They didn't have any kavod for the people who they needed to give kavod to. The Mar says, Vayacham Kekoin. They would be like the people in the Kohen. What do you mean? Kohen's more chashuv. Yet they didn't give any more. Bachsev Asrei Hebok Tabok Varitz. The land is going to be emptied because of the fact that they treated like an Am, the Kohen. There was no chashivas for the order of who should be given more kavod. The Mar says, Amar Bichanina. Lochavir Shalom Elbashvil Shalom Chichos. They didn't give tochicha. They didn't give musar to each other. That the people, the leaders, were couldn't find any pasture. They weren't good people. Just like when an animal walks in with its herd, the head of the one is next to the tail of the other. They'd bury their faces in the ground, and they wouldn't. They didn't give musar to each other. They embarrassed. They mocked the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They despised his words and his Nevi'im, his prophets, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger rose up against the people, until there was no cure. There's no cure. Amar Vida Marav, Kol Mezes Lamechamim, Inla Refula Makas. So someone who is chutzpahdik to Tamid Chachamim, talks to them inappropriately, is going to be no healing for what he had done. Don't touch what is anointed, what is my prophets, don't harm. That don't touch my special ones. That's referring to the school children who are studying Torah, the little children. They're right in the cheder. And the prophets is referring to the Torah scholars. The Mark continues. The world only continues to exist because these little children learning Torah, the little people in cheder. We're learning Torah. How come our Torah isn't keeping them up? He says, Amar Leah, by responding to them, I'll tell you why. That sin and learning Torah is not the same. The pureness of a little child, a little 3, 4, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old learning Torah is in a dome. He's not sinned. He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not even a chai for his averus. So that holiness is even on a higher level than that. That's why Beis Rabban, they never mevatel Talmud Torah. That's a very big thing to have the school children learning as much as possible. Mitzvah Shem will pick up Amar Reish Lakish tomorrow.